listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. The Tassie state government's claimed a win on the bid to end ramping, with all of Tassie's major hospitals managing to get patients out of ambulances and into EDs in less than 60 minutes on average. At Hobart, it's an average of 54 minutes over the past 10 days, though there are outliers, with a couple of cases where people were left to wait 3 or 4 hours. Health Minister Guy Barnett says it's a work in progress.
It's not mission accomplished, a long way to go, but we've made good progress.
Qantas doesn't think a cyber attack is behind yesterday's app glitch, but a cybersecurity expert finds that hard to believe. The issue, which is still under investigation, allowed frequent flyers to view other people's details and boarding passes. The airline believes it was caused by a botched system update, but scam assist Simon Smith isn't buying it.
You wish that these companies would have a bit better disclosure, because I don't really buy the one sentence sort of, oh, nothing to see here, it's all fixed. System errors don't occur like that.
The Education Minister has declared social media as toxic and like poker machines for kids. Jason Clare telling News Corp that social media is creating problems never before seen in students, and he wants all states to ban phones in the classroom. As the housing crisis deepens, more young Aussies are choosing holidays over home loans. A recent survey from trading platform Moomoo has found 48% of 28 to 42-year-olds are prioritising getaways amid the housing crisis. To sport now, and Jeremy Finlayson has been overlooked for tonight's showdown by Port Adelaide, despite his 3-game ban for a homophobic slur being up. Power coach Ken Hinckley declaring Connor Rosie ready to go just 6 days after straining his hamstring.
Doomsdayers are saying you're taking a big risk. We're not taking a big risk, we're taking a normal risk.
And a shock in Formula One as Red Bull technical boss Adrian Newey confirms he's leaving the team, triggering a likely bidding war from rival teams keen on securing the man whose cars have won multiple world titles.